Marge and the Secret Tunnel by Isla Fisher. It all began when I was searching for our missing Frisbee. "Catch!" shouted Jakey as it sailed above my head and vanished behind the oak tree at the bottom of our garden. Oh no, I didn't want to lose any more toys. I couldn't seem to find the skipping rope or my fairy house, and Jakey Pants has been in a grump ever since his police car went missing. I race past the rose bush, gallop around Mummy's tomato plants, and begin hunting for the Frisbee. That's when I discover the hole. It's covered with branches as if someone were trying to keep it a secret. It's a great big hole, wide enough to fit a bear, or a space alien, or all 23 of my beanbag puppies, although I would never take them outside in case it dirtied up their fur. Our Frisbee is right next to the hole.
"Did you find it?"
my brother pants, popping up beside me. He means the Frisbee, but I show him my discovery. Jakey's eyes grow wide.
"Put your hand inside,"
he dares me. I'm a bit scared too, in case there's a creature hiding down there. So I drop a rock down first, and it seems to go a really long way. I gulp. This isn't just a hole. It's a tunnel.
"A secret tunnel?"
my little brother gasps. "Where does it go? Maybe it leads underneath the hedge or to the center of the earth." My heart is racing as I peer into the darkness.
"I bet it ends in Oz,"
Jakey exclaims. Daddy went to Australia once for work. He called it Oz and showed us where it was on Jakey's globe, and it's right on the other side of the world. So I don't think it's possible that our tunnel could go that far. We are thinking so hard about the mystery tunnel that we get a fright when we hear Mummy's voice calling us to come inside. "Maybe we shouldn't tell anyone about this," I warn my little brother, who is rubbish at keeping secrets. He once told on himself for making a dog's lead out of Daddy's computer charger. I know I won't tell a soul. Today is Mummy and Daddy's anniversary, which means they have been in love for a long time. They've been kissing on the lips a lot, which is gross, so I can't wait for them to go out. It also means that our brilliant babysitter is coming to watch us this afternoon. Have I told you about Marge? She's not a boring, normal grown-up. She has a dancing ferret called Ferdinand, and the very first time we met her, she fed us chocolate soup. If anyone can help us find out where the tunnel goes, it's Marge. Ding dong! That's the doorbell. Jakey and I gallop inside. The first thing I see when I swing open the front door is a long, skinny pair of skis. My eyes travel up to Marge, who's wearing a pink ski suit, goggles, and a helmet. Mummy arrives at the door and she looks surprised too. "You've come well prepared, Marge," she says.
"I'm practicing for the Queen's cross-country skiing championships," she explains to Mummy.
Did I mention our babysitter is a member of the royal family? And she's so short that she can peer into our letterbox without bending down. Mummy doesn't seem to know what to say, but Jakey's already stolen Marge's ski goggles and is throwing imaginary snowballs at me.
"I know there is no snow, but it's still good exercise."
Marge gives us a hug. "We won't be back until late," Mummy tells Marge. "I've left a list for you on the fridge, but the most important thing is that Jakey decides what he wants to talk to his class about when he starts school again.